Don Del Don grew up in Tampa and went to Florida State University. After graduation, he took a job with Barnett Bank.
I started with Barnett down in Estero, Florida. They had an operations center. I started working as a Systems 36 operations manager. They noticed that I had more skill, so they put me in the credit training, and I actually became a credit analyst for about a year and a half.
Don thought his banking career would progress more quickly if he changed employers, and there were a lot of banks in Florida in the 1980s.
Back then, it was easy to move on to another company. In 1990, I decided to move up to Charlotte with NCNB.
NCNB acquired Barnett Bank in 1997. Don Del Don found himself back at his original company, although its name changed a third time when NCNB bought Bank of America the following year and took on its name.
2008, I was a business support manager with Bank of America.
Don was married with a young son and had built a home on the water in Palm Coast. In 2010, however, his employer reorganized.
In June of 10, I was laid off. After about 2 months of trying to get an interview, I decided I had to go outside my field.
He landed a position in a different industry altogether that fit his skills and experience. The problem was, it wasn't anywhere near his home.
I found a job in Brandon, Florida, with Coca-Cola, and I became a master data analyst. My family stayed in Palm Coast, and I supported them from Tampa, and then I drove home on the weekends. March of 2013, I got the call from Bank of America, come back, we'll pay you your old salary, you can live back here in Northeast Florida. So I thought, boy, this is a great opportunity, let's go. I thought everything would work out just fine. About a year and a half later, September of 2014, I got another layoff.
Don's marriage also ended in that time. In the fall of last year, he got divorced, lost his job, and sold his home. Now, he's a highly focused job seeker.
I am applying at the rate of probably 10 applications a day. I've learned to be stronger and a little more watchful about waiting before I look for my next step. I think I'm more like I was back in my 20s now. It's a competition to keep your job. You have to stay relevant, which essentially means you have to have that skill that they want today. Stay relevant and you don't get laid off.
But Don Del Don also has a certain resentment about the results of his efforts.
I did all the right things. I thought this was just going to be a temporary bump in the road, but it didn't work out that way.
Don has a plan to get back on track.
I'll take whatever it is to get back in. I do have a couple of universities calling me to talk about gaining an MBA. Because I found, as I put in my resume, if you have those extra acronyms, MBA, CNA, you get more interviews that way.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.